I'm Todd Stapleton with News on Demand for VandaliaRadio.com. Well, we'll be looking at a wet period of time beginning late today and lasting through Tuesday night. But it looks like most of our moisture over these next couple of days will be in the form of rain. Our forecast for today calls for rain starting late this afternoon with a high today of 42. Winds out of the southeast will gust about 20 miles per hour for today. Then rain tonight with a low of 35. Winds gusting out of the east better than 30 miles per hour tonight. Meanwhile, as of this time, it looks like most of the snow in the Tuesday snowstorm will stay off to our northwest. Latest situation report from the National Weather Service in St. Louis shows us with a 20% chance of an inch of snow on Tuesday night and only a 2% chance of 2 inches of snow. But this week could still potentially see some wintry precipitation. Friday, rain and snow is likely, then snow on Friday night. Temperatures dropping on Friday night and over the weekend to our coldest so far this season. Vandalia Mayor Rick Gottman discussed some potential economic development projects at their meeting last week. Mayor Gottman informed the Vandalia City Council about a restaurant that could potentially locate here.
As of today, a restaurant looking at trying to bring them here to town. I've talked to two of the three places that I think would be a good fit for them. So just make you aware of that. He's not told me or Carla no, has he? Mm-hmm. He said he's very interested. So just to stay tuned to that. I did talk with him on the phone today, and we had some pretty good discussion, and I've made some calls to business owners. The one I'm waiting to get hear back on is the Pennsylvania company that bought the Long John Silver. So I think that would be a fit too. So.
And Mayor Gottman says there is another potential economic development project that he's working on.
I'm working with a dealer here that's needing a building and some quite a bit of land. Working with him, I've been working with him for about 3 to 4 weeks now. I'd give him some more stuff today. Been collecting data on the size of the property, the acreage, I should say, the cost of it, and giving him all the details of the information and getting it to him and working with him to retain and grow his business. Also been working with another franchise, a person that owns a building that a franchise restaurant could go into. Don't know where that's going to go, but they have asked for drawings and stuff of that property. So.
As for economic development, the city of Vandalia continues their search for a new economic development director. There will be an interview today and another next week of the candidates for that position. The Nonprofit Tax Foundation found Illinois residents pay the highest taxes on their cell phone plans than any other state in the country. Adam Hofer, who is the director of the excise tax policy at the Tax Foundation, said wireless service prices have dropped because of increased competition, but this price reduction for customers hasn't been felt because taxes on such services keep increasing.
Cell phone bills have come down in price. That has really helped a lot of people, and it has, you know, facilitated greater communication amongst families. That's awesome. That's a huge win, and we should celebrate it.
Hofer said that every state in the country taxes wireless voice services. They do not tax data or internet usage.
The taxes themselves have continued to climb relatively gradually, but because the tax amount has been growing and the wireless fees have been falling, the percentage of your wireless bill that is taxes has been growing and growing over time.
Hofer said that over a third of Illinois residents' wireless bills each month are just taxes. A typical American household with four phones on a family plan paying $100 per month for taxable wireless services would pay nearly $294 per year in taxes, fees, and government surcharges. State of Illinois has been under some form of gubernatorial disaster proclamation for most of the past 4 years, giving the Pritzker administration sweeping emergency powers to spend taxpayer dollars. Some are looking for a change. Since September of 2022, Governor J.B. Pritzker has issued 30-day disaster proclamations addressing the ongoing migrant crisis. He issued a new one on Friday. With the ongoing announcements of emergency spending, State Senator Terry Bryan expected the order.
If nobody's checking him, or if he's spending like unbridled in this, so far, his personality says to me he will file another one, and when he does, it'll be business as usual.
The migrant disaster order follows more than 3 years of emergency orders that Governor Pritzker issued during the pandemic. In both, Senator Bryant said the sweeping powers impact taxpayers.
So there's a lot of money that the governor has control of under executive orders, and it is time for the legislature to get hold of this situation and, you know, stop ceding their power to one branch of government who doesn't have the authority to do that without our okay.
State of Illinois has already spent nearly $500 million in taxpayer funds on the migrant crisis, with more expected. Respiratory illnesses are still on the rise in the state of Illinois. The respiratory illness level increased from moderate to high in the past week, and more than half the counties in the state are at an elevated level for COVID-19 hospitalizations. Flu activity is now surging to match the pre-COVID-19 2019-2020 season. Illinois Department of Public Health is reminding the public to stay up to date on all respiratory illness vaccines and to stay home and seek treatment if you're sick. I'm Todd Stapleton. That's a look at news on demand here at VandaliaRadio.com.